Freddie P., our man, CanadianThinker.com. He's on the line. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, fellas. How are you? Good to be with you this morning.
Good. How are you, Freddie?
Very good. You know, with the sun now, you know, as spring approaching, it's added a whole new feeling to the room that I'm sitting in. It's just, it's glorious. It feels like spring.
You have to pull the curtains and people will be staring at you soon, Freddie.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful spring hue.
Well, you know, we got a lot of snow down here recently, but it is nice to see the evenings dragging out a bit more now. You know, it's 6:30 or so before it gets dark, and coming in the morning, you know, working these early hours, there's a period there early in the winter where it's literally dark until you almost leave the control room at like 9 in the morning. But
you know, this time of year, it's a great time of optimism, isn't it?
Yes.
Feeling good and looking forward.
And then it all goes down the toilet when you go see an Adam Sandler movie, Freddie, which is what you speak about at CanadianThinker.com.
And what's the name of it again? I can't even remember. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Just go with it.
Just go with it is what it's called.
Oh, okay. See, that shows how... See, that was a bit, how forgettable it was. Did you get that, fellas?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, just go with it. You know, I found out in retrospect that it's a remake of the old Walter Matthau Goldie Hawn movie, Cactus Flower. Now, I saw that movie, and I can't really recall. It's been years since I've seen it, but Walter Matthau Goldie Hawn, I'm sure it was a quality picture. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently they took that script and then turned it into this crap with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. Just go with it. And I'm telling you, I ran the gamut of emotions while sitting and watching this this terrible, terrible film. It's like, if I'm Adam Sandler, if I'm Jennifer Aniston, and I have any degree of self-interest or pride in my career, halfway through this, I go to the producers and say, let's just shut it down, please.
Well,
this is going nowhere.
The thing is, he is the producer. It's his movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm learning something all the time. So there, he's a money grubber then. He doesn't care. Yeah.
No, sure. He'll pay himself $20 million to do the movie, and he doesn't care what the box office says anymore.
Well, it's just, really, I'm telling you, it's pathetic. The movie.
Well, and Adam Sandler.
Have either one of you seen it?
No, I haven't.
No.
To be honest, I haven't seen a good Adam Sandler movie since maybe, I got to go back to Happy Gilmore. He has not been funny in a very long time.
And, you know, he has that sort of weak, wimpy little voice he uses in films. Same thing with Jennifer Aniston. Not that she has achieved any great status as an actress. I mean, Friends was a super success for her, and she's had some goofy little movies along the way. But it does neither of them. I go back, and I can only imagine, while they're making this film, what they're thinking. You know, you guys are in radio. I worked in radio. I worked in morning radio. You do a bit. If it sucks, you don't air it, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you never go near it again, yeah.
And that's, I guess there's a lot of commitments, a lot of money involved here, so it gets to the point of no return where you have to release this thing. But my goodness, it's just so weak, and the storyline is stupid, and the little things that happen within the movie are just silly. And Nicole Kidman's in it, for crying out loud, an Academy Award winner. How did they talk her into it?
Well, I think it's a lot like that Grown Ups movie that Adam Sandler recently did. Right now, he's just at the point where he goes to sunny destinations with his buddies or with beautiful women and just hangs out for 6 or 7 months and films a movie. And I bet you the movie and the quality of the movie is probably the least important thing to him on the list.
But again, let's not forget, there's another dimension to this. I sat in that theater, and this was in Brampton, and periodically, in that movie, throughout that movie, there was some good belly laughter and guffaws from the audience. And I'm thinking, my God, it's easy to entertain some people. I mean,
oh, sure.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And I guess therein lies the key to it all, right?
Yep.
You cater to the lowest common denominator and work up. Because there was people, I'm sure, in that theater that enjoyed this film.
Oh, and it's done very well.
I know people that did enjoy it, yeah.
And his movies continue to gross a lot of money. And he's at a point now where he gives everybody that's in a film with him as a gift just for a thank you. He gives them a Maserati. So he's got so much money now, it just doesn't matter. And all the films, as we mentioned, are produced under his label, his Happy Madison Productions, or whatever it's called. So it's just money coming in over money. And there is, I think in Hollywood, like any industry, there is a circle of people. And once you get into that circle, it no longer matters. You're going to always get work. You're always going to, you know, be in a ton of films and make a ton of dough. And the quality of them is not important anymore at some point.
Well, Craig, it's interesting you say that, because while sitting watching this piece of garbage, I was thinking how many great scripts remain in desk drawers or on desktops, never looked at, never see the light of day because the person, the brilliant, talented person who wrote it, doesn't know the right people.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's true of anything. Look at the music industry. How many great bands are out there banging around for years who never get anywhere because they just don't have an in with a record company or some mover and shaker in the business, right?
Well, I mean, and even goes into our industry where some high-profile jocks are very concerned about who else is on the roster because they want to look as best. They want to look as best as they can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly. Now, Freddie, are you? Has there ever been an Adam Sandler movie that you liked?
No.
None, eh?
Name me some. I don't. I can't even. Oh. Now, I'm not much of a movie guy. I'm not one of these guys that peels off lines from movies and who starred in what, when, and all that nonsense. Yeah, I remember Happy Gilmore, but what, does that go back to the 80s, maybe?
Yeah, mid-90s.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's mid-90s. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm not one for comedies. I'm just not. I enjoyed the Austin Power movies. I just did.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mike Myers is from Scarborough. I grew up in Scarborough, and believe it or not, there's a lot of Scarborough humor in those movies, so that might not be a fair assessment from my end, but I found those amusing. Other than that, more often than not, to a wide extent, I come away from comedies disappointed. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I saw The Fighter.
Yes.
Now there I'm thinking, okay, you know, you and your wife go to the movie, it costs you $20. Now, I got my money's worth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just an exceptional film.
Have you ever gone back to the box office and asked for your money? Have you walked out of a movie and gone back up to the till and said, I want my $20 back?
No.
Yeah. I've never had that.
No, that's just the risk you were on.
Yeah. Although I
Here's
think the way, there is
as
a time
I said
limit.
On CanadianSinger.com, I have a supplier who downloads first-run movies.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, The King's Speech I watched in the comfort of my home the other day. And I hate to say this, but, you know, I looked at it this way. I paid $20 for Adam Sandler's thing. I paid nothing for The King's Speech. So, really, it cost me $10 instead of $20, right?
Uh-huh. That's how the math works, Freddie.
Yeah.
You know, if Adam Sandler can rip me off by luring me into a theater like that, maybe I don't feel so bad about the other side.
Now, what did you think?
Are you saying that on your radio station? Do you think your listeners know that people actually download movies and watch them for free?
I think it's a dirty little secret.
It's a dirty little secret.
Yeah.
What did you think of The King's Speech?
Excellent. In fact, that's one of those movies, like, I'm not even going to talk about it. Just see it. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Very good, Freddie. Well, we know you won't be near any Adam Sandler films. I was going to mention another Scarborough fella in John Candy. And for me, films like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles still to this day make me laugh. And he was a beauty.
No, you know, but you know what was neat about those movies? Like, they were comedies, but there was neat little stories.
Yeah. Yeah. It was some intelligence to them.
Yeah. Same with the Home Alone movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All John Hughes creations. And he was a brilliant man.
Yeah, and Uncle Buck. I mean, very sweet films. And I should say The Hangover, great movie for a comedy, especially at the very end.
Occasionally you have some moments. Yeah, now they're coming out with The Hangover 2, and I think it's going to be a big piece of dog turd. But
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, The Hangover wasn't exceptional, but it was a comedy that I could sit and watch.
Yeah, it was very funny.
It wasn't like I wanted to leave. Like, I'm not a Will Ferrell fan. I'm sorry. I've got no time for any of those films.
I'm with you on that one. Although I thought
like Dagon Knights and some of that other nonsense. old school. I have friends that just, you know, they can recite every line of that movie. Uh-huh. I gave it about 20 minutes, and I'm sorry. No.
You're more of a Meryl Streep kind of fella.
Yes, I am. In fact, the movie I want to see right now is a Canadian flick called Barney's Version, and for some reason it's not out in the cyber world, so in a lot of the movie theaters only held onto it for a week or so because it's a little, not artsy-fartsy, but it's not one of those mass appeal films, so that's the next one I want to see with Paul Giamatti, who's my favorite actor.
Right on.
Very good, Freddie. We got to fly. As always, a pleasure, and we'll continue to read CanadianThinker.com.
Fellas, I'm loving you.